stuff, and it just, you gone to all the closets, pulled out broken things. You want, what would you call it? All of it. Have to haul it off.
I'd call it garbage today, but there must have been another term for it back in those days, but I can't recall it right now.
Well, if you might go to something that some people call an antique shop and see a lot of stuff that you just thought was worthless, you know.
Junk, probably.
And if you had a room in this big house you live in, I'm sure you had a room that you know, you might put stuff you didn't want, like junk or something. What would you call a room like that?
I guess you'd call it the junk room.
And you said that your wife stays at home, and if you walked in the door and she was sweeping the floor, what would you say she was doing? Not especially that action, but dusting and doing all that stuff.
Cleaning house.
So she does what every morning, you might say?
House cleaned.
And what's the thing she'd be sweeping the floor with?
Broom.
And years ago, I'm sure, when you were a child, did your mother have something that she would do every Monday?
Probably wash.
And what was she? That's right. And what would she do after she washed? She might have to do what to get all the wrinkles out.
Okay, wash and iron.
And all that together, she'd be doing the what?
The washing.
And you said to get to your attic, you had a disappearing stairway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there a different name for the kind like that you might have outside, and the kind you might have in a two-story house, the kind that goes up in the ceiling to disappear? What do you call all those things?
You mean the upper part of the house?
Well, the that kind of passageway, you know, has steps in it.
Staircase.
And now, if you lived in a two-story house and there was one outside, say, to get to the second floor, would you still call it that? A staircase?
Maybe a stairway.
And would you make that distinction?
Yeah, I probably would.
And you said you had a porch on the front of this house. Could you have a porch on the second floor if you were a two-story house?
Yeah, I guess you could.
Would it have a different name?
I think I would call it a veranda.
And would there be any different names like for different kinds of porches? I mean, would you distinguish between the front porch of the house you live in now, so you know, a small front porch, and maybe a massive front porch with big columns like this one in the house where you're in? Would there?
Yeah, in my mind, there's a distinction as far as the terminology of it. I don't know if I'd have a different name for it.
Well, so does a porch make, you said that yours has a roof on it, the one you grew up has a roof, but if it didn't have a roof, would it still be called a porch?
Yeah, I think so.
So, now, if you walked out in the front of the house and there was maybe a 3x5 little place right before you went down the steps, and just a little landing, kind of, you know, just a little place there with no roof on it, what would you call something like that?